The words were no sooner out of his mouth than the doors of the great hall opened and silence fell. Professor McGonagall was leading a long line of first-years up to the top of the hall. If Harry, Ron, and Hermione were wet, it was nothing to how these first-years looked. They appeared to have swum across the lake rather than sailing. All of them were shivering with a combination of cold and nerves as they filed along the staff table and came to a halt in a line facing the rest of the school. All of them, except the smallest of the lot, a boy with mousy hair, who was wrapped in what Harry recognised as Hagrid's moleskin overcoat. The coat was so big for him that it looked as though he was draped in a furry black marquee. His small face protruded from over the collar, looking almost painfully excited. When he had lined up with his terrified-looking peers, he caught Colin Creevey's eye, gave a double thumbs up, and mouthed, "I fell in the lake." He looked positively delighted about it. Professor McGonagall now placed a three-legged stool on the ground before the first years, and, on top of it, an extremely old, dirty, patched wizard's hat. The first years stared at it. So did everyone else. For a moment there was silence. Then a tear near the brim opened wide like a mouth, and the hat broke into song. "A thousand years or more ago, when I was newly sown, there lived four wizards of renown, whose names are still well known. Bold Gryffindor from Wild Moor, fair Ravenclaw from Glen, sweet Hufflepuff from Valley Broad, shrewd Slytherin from Fen. They shared a wish, a hope, a dream, they hatched a daring plan, to educate young sorcerers. Thus Hogwarts School began. Now each of these four founders formed their own house, for each did value different virtues in the ones they had to teach. By Gryffindor the bravest were, prized far beyond the rest. For Ravenclaw the cleverest would always be the best. For Hufflepuff hard workers were most worthy of admission, and power-hungry Slytherin loved those of great ambition. While still alive they did divide their favourites from the throng, yet how to pick the worthy ones when they were dead and gone? 'Twas Gryffindor who found the way. He whipped me off his head. The founders put some brains in me, so I could choose instead. Now slip me snug about your ears. I've never yet been wrong. I'll have a look inside your mind, and tell where you belong.' The great hall rang with applause as the Sorting Hat finished. 'That's not the song it sang when it sorted us,' said Harry, clapping along with everyone else. "'Sings a different one every year,' said Ron. "'It's got to be a pretty boring life, hasn't it, being a hat? I suppose it spends all year making up the next one.' Professor McGonagall was now unrolling a large scroll of parchment. "'When I call out your name, you will put on the hat and sit on the stool,' she told the first years. "'When the hat announces your house, you will go and sit at the appropriate table. Ackerley Stewart.' A boy walked forward, visibly trembling from head to foot, picked up the sorting hat, put it on, and sat down on the stool. "'Ravenclaw!' shouted the hat. Stewart Ackerley took off the hat and hurried into a seat at the Ravenclaw table, where everyone was applauding him. Harry caught a glimpse of Cho, the Ravenclaw seeker, cheering Stewart Ackerley as he sat down. For a fleeting second, Harry had a strange desire to join the Ravenclaw table too.
"'Baddock, Malcolm!
Slytherin!'
The table on the other side of the hall erupted with cheers. Harry could see Malfoy clapping as Baddock joined the Slytherins. Harry wondered whether Baddock knew that Slytherin House had turned out more dark witches and wizards than any other. Fred and George hissed Malcolm Baddock as he sat down.
"'Branstone, Eleanor!
Hufflepuff!
Caldwell, Owen!
Hufflepuff!
Creevey, Dennis!'
Tiny Dennis Creevey staggered forward, tripping over Hagrid's moleskin, just as Hagrid himself sidled into the hall through a door behind the teacher's table. About twice as tall as a normal man, and at least 3 times as broad. Hagrid, with his long, wild, tangled black hair and beard, looked slightly alarming, a misleading impression, for Harry, Ron, and Hermione knew Hagrid to possess a very kind nature. He winked at them as he sat down at the end of the staff table and watched Dennis Creevy putting on the sorting hat. The rip at the brim opened wide.
"Gryffindor!"
the hat shouted. Hagrid clapped along with the Gryffindors as Dennis Creevy, beaming widely, took off the hat, placed it back on the stool, and hurried over to join his brother.
"Colin, I fell in!"
he said shrilly, throwing himself into an empty seat.
"It was brilliant, and something in the water grabbed me and pushed me back in the boat!"
"Cool!" said Colin, just as excitedly. "It was probably the giant squid, Dennis!"
"Wow!"
said Dennis, as though nobody in their wildest dreams could hope for more than being thrown into a storm-tossed, fathoms-deep lake and pushed out of it again by a giant sea monster.
"Dennis, Dennis, see that boy down there, the one with the black hair and glasses? See him? Know who he is, Dennis?"
Harry looked away, staring very hard at the sorting hat, now sorting Emma Dobbs. The sorting continued, boys and girls with varying degrees of fright on their faces moving, one by one, to the three-legged stool, the line dwindling slowly as Professor McGonagall passed the L's. "Oh, hurry up!" Ron moaned, massaging his stomach.
"Now, Ron, the sorting's much more important than food," said nearly headless Nick, as
"Madly, Laura!"
became a Hufflepuff.
"Course it is if you're dead," snapped Ron. "I do hope this year's batch of Gryffindors are up to scratch," said nearly headless Nick, applauding as
"MacDonald, Natalie!"
joined the Gryffindor table.
"We don't want to break our winning streak, do we?"
Gryffindor had won the Inter-House Championship for the last 3 years in a row.
"Pritchard, Graham!"
"Slytherin!"
"Quirk, Orla!"
"Ravenclaw!"
And finally, with
"Whitby, Kevin!"
"Hufflepuff!"
the sorting ended. Professor McGonagall picked up the hat and the stool and carried them away.